All right, final segment with Jack Posobiec. Then I'll join spaces with a bunch of folks who take their comments and analysis, Nick Swartor and others, here in about 6 minutes. But this just broke in the last 30. Facebook has taken it down. But this is the person reportedly in custody, and it's the same guy in the photos on his Facebook and other places, Ryan Routh, who was in the video still being arrested by the police. He was in the Ukrainian Foreign Legion. The documents were on his Facebook and was fighting over there. And Jack Posobiec, for people who don't know, months ago said that he would try to look at a Ukrainian connection to Butler and any future attacks. They could use people trained over there here as their operatives. Jack, recapping this and giving us any other intel, and tell us what you think is coming next.
Look, Alex, it's, you know, we're in a situation, I think, where Donald Trump has now survived more assassination attempts than Kamala Harris has had interviews. Now, look, we know that Ukraine has been a nexus for CIA activity. We know that the CIA was directly training, and even the New York Times has reported the CIA was directly training Ukrainian death squads, directly training their individuals that were over. And, of course, we also know that the New York Times and others have reported that these guys were heavily involved in foreign fighter flows. Ryan Routh was the head of the International Volunteer Center in Ukraine. That's quote unquote a private organization helping volunteers seek to assist the war effort to connect with military units. Look, this is not about, this was not aid. This was not humanitarian. This was combat. This was going into combat, and we're starting to see pictures of him, and we're starting to see things come out that basically it looks as though this guy wasn't just there for fun, that this guy was actively involved in combat operations in Ukraine, and he came back to the United States and attempted to use that training and that battlefield experience against President Trump, penetrating the foliage, penetrating the tree line and the shrubbery along the Trump golf course, and then use that to go and attempt to get close enough to President Trump that he could take him out. And of course, people were saying at first that it was an AK-47. Also, now there's information that potentially it was a like a Drovganov or a PK-7. So, you know, a more of a sniper rifle type variant from that, you know, perhaps may look similar to an AK-47 for folks who aren't familiar. And that it looks as though he also had partner. There's even a report from Semaphore from about a year ago that says, I've had partners meetings with the Ukrainian Ministry of Defense every week. So he was meeting on a weekly basis with the Ukrainian Ministry of Defense, which we know, by the way, the Ukrainian Ministry of Defense and the Ukrainian government have been riddled with U.S. control, Victoria Nuland, with direct control, direct run by the State Department and the CIA operatives. That this is exactly what we have been warning about for a long time, that something bad would come out of this nexus. I didn't realize that something would come all the way from Ukraine to Mar-a-Lago or to the golf course, but that does appear to be the situation based on this flow of information that is coming in.
And Jack, when we went live 2 hours and 3 minutes ago, I posted on X that this is all about the coming full war and bombardment of Russia, and that this is paving the way for full war to get rid of Trump. Here's an overhead shot. This is Global Nuclear War Alert. A successful assassination of President Trump in Florida today would have cleared the way for the Biden administration and NATO to launch full war with Russia days after Biden authorized NATO bombing of Russian Federation. And boom, now it's tied right back to Ukraine. What we know is run by NATO and the CIA. This is smoking gun crap. This is insane.
Look, this is NATO. This is CIA. This is a huge, huge issue for Zelensky, for NATO, for all the rest of them to talk about these. So we've talked about NAFO, the online information warfare arm of this, but this is on the ground international fighter flow. This was direct radicalization, someone who came in and, as we say in the business, you know, he went native. He decided that if Donald Trump won, that it would be a threat to Ukraine, that Ukraine's interests came ahead of U.S. interests, that Ukraine must survive. And again, he says, I will die for Ukraine. And that I always have to keep saying this, but this isn't about the people of Ukraine. This is about the deep state and the globalists using Ukraine as a
Jack, you got to finish this. Only 3 more minutes.
For their operations. For their operations. They've been using it. They've been radicalizing people. They are desperate to hide what's going on there. And they know if President Trump comes back, he'll expose all of it.
Hold on, Jack. I totally apologize. I'm so used to my show. They have a break there. Sunday Night Live doesn't. So you got 2 minutes to recap. I interrupted. I apologize. Let's look at the clock and just, I'm so flustered by this.
Sorry. It's all right.
No. It's my fault. No, it's my fault. Look, I know if they get Trump, they're coming after us. This is so huge. It's so real. It's not a drama. It's not a video game. It's not a TV show. Recap what you just said. You predicted it all. I said before we even knew this, hours before, I said this is about war with Russia. This is about making sure Trump's out of the way before the massive escalation that Biden just greenlit Friday that has Russia saying we'll officially be at war with the United States. This is America in a civil war. We're being peaceful in info war. They're getting violent because they're losing. Recap what you just said for everybody. And then what do you think Trump should do? Not putting himself in this position anymore because they're trying to kill him because they know he's going to win. The polls are fake. We know the ground numbers, and we know he's got a lot of courage, but discretion is the better part of valor. We need to protect Trump at all costs. So recap what you were saying and then give me your take on that.
Well, I will also say that, of course, Donald Trump, as we've clearly seen, is protected by the armor of God and is protected by the hand of God. And we've seen that twice now. New reports are coming out saying that the shooter was only 300 to 500 yards away, again, a couple of golf holes away from where President Trump was golfing. The fact that he was able to get into, to gain access to through the security perimeter, he would have had a clean shot. I was told that he would have had a line of sight on President Trump within just about one hole of golf, so within just a few minutes. And again, we're seeing a situation here where someone has come out of the nexus of NATO, CIA, foreign fighter operations on the ground in Ukraine, has now gotten the training, the battlefield experience, the combat experience to the United States. And one of the first messages I received, Alex, even before I knew anything about Ukraine, even before anything I was mentioned about this, someone told me, and I'll just read it again. When they broke, and I got this from a White House official, when they broke, so they're talking about Secret Service, when they broke ranks to get to a hard point and return from cover, he breached the bubble for 15 seconds or so before retreating. It was a solid fighting stance too, definitely trained for this. So I received information from one of my sources that this guy seemed like he had combat experience or military training. And then minutes later, we get his name. We go to his and I did put the tweet up at the time. And then we get his name. We get his information. Turns out that it looks like he may have actually been on, and he was on, the battlefield in Ukraine. So these people are coming back over. They're highly radicalized. They're hearing President Trump say that he wants peace. They don't want peace. They are escalating towards World War III. Alex, that's exactly what I warned just a few days ago here on this program, that they are desperate to kick off World War III, and they will not stand down. They will not stand down. They don't want peace. They want war. And it turns out that one of their guys decided to go and take a few shots at President Trump today.
And I wonder how he knew to just drop in right on that road close to Trump. All of this is beyond suspicious. Why would Facebook delete Ryan Roth's page?
Look, you've got Elon Musk versus Mark Zuckerberg, and we can see the difference now. So Elon Musk has allowed this guy, Ryan Routh's tweets about Donald Trump, about Tulsi Gabbard. He's targeted many, by the way, many politicians to go up against them. Elon Musk has allowed it to stay up. Mark Zuckerberg apparently has complied directly with likely Secret Service and or FBI to take it down immediately. Any information about his associates, any information about his travels or posts has now all potentially been scrubbed. So Mark Zuckerberg, you say that you want to be on the side of freedom. You want it to be on the side of patriotism. You're going around doing MMA. You're doing your wakeboarding with the American flag. Well, stand up and be an American, Mark Zuckerberg. Leave the account up. Stand up and be an American and release the information about the shooter. You own that information, Mark Zuckerberg. That is the checkbox that everybody has to put in. So if Mark Zuckerberg owns the information, you can go right now and put it public, or you can tweet it out on X or whatever you want to do. But this is the time to stand and be measured.
Yes.
So if Mark Zuckerberg, if you want to stand and be measured, you have the opportunity to do so, sir. The choice is yours.
All right. Closing statement. I want you to go back to my question. What do you think Trump should do? I mean, he's not cowardly. He's smart if he pulls back and is even more careful. how do you think Trump right now should respond to this with all the news coming out of what we said 2 months ago, that the Secret Service stood down, they lied, they opened the door, bare minimum criminal negligence by design?
Look, President Trump at this point, and I think a lot of people have been saying this over and over, he's got to call in Eric Prince. He's got to call in Eric Prince or someone to run private security for him, to someone to control not just the venues, but at all times, because clearly what's going on, it has been penetrated multiple times now. Whatever it is right now is not good enough. Number one, of course, needs presidential level security, something that the Biden White House continues to refuse to give full presidential security to Donald Trump, where now we have not just one, but two assassination attempts on him. And I'm, of course, working with my publishers because, look, Alex, we were doing the book, we were doing Bulletproof, the whole thing the first time around. And now this happens. I got on the phone with them and I said, guys, stop the presses immediately. I want a full chapter on this or a micro chat, whatever we can do, because the American people need all of this information as much as possible. I don't even care how much money it costs me. We're going to get this information out.
And you're going to join me and Tucker Carlson, not this Monday, but next Monday in 8 days in Reading, Pennsylvania for Tucker's big event, TuckerCarlson.com.
Alex, the bulletproof briefing just got twice as long.
All right, we look forward to seeing you. You're going to be popping back in tomorrow at 12:30 p.m. Eastern, right?
We're back to report with tomorrow.
Thank you. We'll talk to Jack for something soon. Thank you, Jack. By the way, the crew's doing a wonderful job. I love them to death. I want to thank the listeners. I want to thank the viewers. Everybody, I'm obviously extremely stressed. I know you are. We have a very serious audience, but this is bad. And you add to this the announcement that heavy missiles are going to start being rained down on Russia, and Russia's saying it's an act of war and we'll take action. I mean, this is the most dangerous time in world history right now. Even mainline analysts are saying that. So pray to God for justice and peace and for enemies to be shut down and confounded, because I just cannot describe to you how serious the situation is. Now, I've got a black screen. If we can punch up the feed for X Spaces, our X Spaces that we use to take HD audio comments and statements from folks on there. I was going to go on with Mario Nafal. I was also going to go on with Nick Sartor on their streams, but we already launched a stream, so you can't have a stream going and then also use my X account. So we'll run this a while, and then I do intend to get on with Nick and get on with Mario Nafal on their streams later as well. But I want to go ahead and punch up the X Spaces there and get Nick Sartor, great journalist and reporter's take on this, and then we'll go to some of the other speakers there as well. We're about 3.5 hours into the news breaking of another assassination attempt and a shootout, reportedly with this U.S. Foreign Legion ultra-leftist. And what did I say at the start of the show? They want to kill Trump to make way for full war with Russia. And then 2 hours later, this comes out, or 2.5 hours later, that came out 30, 40 minutes ago. I mean, this is so obvious. This is so dangerous. This is so insane. How did I call it? Because it's about World War III, and they used a Ukrainian U.S. asset to do it. Thank God he didn't get killed, or they'd say he was an Iranian. This is so sick. Chase Geiser, give me your take on all this, then bring in Nick Sartor whenever you're ready.
Yeah, I mean, I don't even know what to think, Alex. It feels exactly like July 13th. And, you know, the thing that came to mind to me, Alex, was, you know, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. At this point in time, it's just ridiculous that there's been two attempts within 2 months. This is historic, never happened before, as far as I understand or know, in the history of U.S. politics, two assassination attempts in such quick proximity to one another. I want to hear from Nick Sartor. Nick, go ahead, if you're there, and unmute yourself and share what you have to say. I know you have some inside information about what's going on with Facebook.
Absolutely. So I work pretty closely with someone who is a, let's just say we'll call them a high-ranking individual at Meta that did confirm to me that, and I don't know, there's a lot of background noise, just letting you guys know that we're just going through the space through Alex's mic, but they have confirmed that the federal government immediately came in within minutes of this coming out and demanded that Facebook take down the page on or for Ryan Routh there on Facebook. All of his Meta profiles have been taken down by the demand of the federal government, by the Biden regime at this point. And I think that there were a lot of points that were made here by Jack and Alex and you, Chase, as well, speaking to the fact that this has happened, obviously, a second time. They've been demanding a lot more resources. And we heard the Secret Service earlier say during the press conference that the reason they didn't protect and have a perimeter around the entire golf course is because he's not the president of the United States. Now, I'm going to make this point right here, and I'm opening this up to anybody that wants to argue with me for it. Donald Trump is a much bigger target than Joe Biden is. Nobody cares about Joe Biden. Nobody cares to go. If they take out Joe Biden, he's not running the country anyway. Somebody else is running the country. They get Kamala Harris, which is controlled by exactly
and
the
Nick,
same
let me
people.
Just interrupt you. Let me interrupt you and just say you're totally right. Mayorkas is over the Secret Service. Biden's over that. The FBI is under Merrick Garland. They're covering up the last thing in Butler. That's all come out. They are deliberately opening the doors to get killed Trump, to get Trump killed. They're deliberately opening the doors to get Trump killed. They are totally accomplices to this latest attack and to the first one. They're caught red-handed. Give me your take on that, Nick Swerdlor.
No, absolutely at this point. You know what? No matter what you think, we've been saying that this was going to happen again, and obviously the Trump campaign and even Trump's immediate body detail, the guys that are surrounding him, they're the most important parts of the detail. They have been continuously requesting more resources. They still have not gotten them. Even after Trump was literally shot there in Pennsylvania, they still didn't give him the additional resources. They still didn't give him the presidential level detail that, honestly, that he deserves. You know, like I said, this guy is a lot more of a target than Joe Biden is. And I go to Trump rallies all around the country at this point, and they still have not banned rangefinders. You can still bring a rangefinder into a Trump rally, but you can't bring a water bottle with a lid on it. You have to go inside, and you can buy a water bottle, but you have to take the lid off and everything. These people aren't serious. So at a very minimum, Alex, they are complicit in these continued assassination attempts based on their inaction. At a maximum, they're in on it, and they're purposely not doing anything more to protect him because they want him to be shot. They have changed almost nothing since he was shot the first time.
Now, let me add the biggest takeaway I've got. I want everybody to listen to me very, very carefully. Jack Posobiec, I've known 8-plus years. We were the first to get him on air, I guess 9 years now, about a year before the election. Did a great job in China and all over the world for naval intelligence. He did real work for our country against the Chinese communists in country as an undercover spy, you name it. And he's always had great sources, but he has the best sources in the Pentagon and with Trump. And he kept coming on. We're going to find the clips because it's so amazing. Is saying they're going to use Ukrainian cutouts, U.S. people that have trained in a foreign legion to come back and try to kill Trump. He said, look at that in Butler. Look at the shooter crooks being connected to that. He didn't even remember saying that when I brought it up on air. I remember. And then I come out and say they're going to probably connect this somehow to get rid of Trump for World War III with the Russians. Now they've announced this missile bombardment plan last Friday. And then within 2 hours of that, it comes out that he is in the Foreign Legion. He did work for the Ukrainian military in the Pentagon. That's the CIA. And then he then just came and tried to kill Trump. So this is a deep state shadow army operative that knew right where to drop in, to try to kill Trump, guaranteed had help. This is completely obvious, Nick Swerdlor. I want your take on that, then we'll come back to you. I want to get Harrison Smith and other people here on the Spaces take. But to me, these documents, this information is all at Real Alex Jones right now. Well, you know, we've retweeted it. It's all his documents. All of it is on the site. They're on X. Get it. And the fact, as you said, Nick, they're covering this up shows they don't want this known. This is insane.
No, it absolutely is insane, and I know there are probably a lot of people here that are fans of Dan Bongino, who was an ex-Secret Service agent. He's saying that it looks like this was an off-the-record movement for President Trump, which security ends up being handled differently and such, which should definitely be changed at this point. But how did this guy know? Because he's not from there, right? I've had my entire team going through the reports, like the background reports on this guy. I have my people on the ground in Hawaii that are literally going and visiting the registered addresses to him out there. He's not from Florida. He doesn't have any connection to Florida. His connections are for Hawaii and North Carolina. How did he know that Trump was going to be at the golf course there in West Palm Beach today? How did he know when he was going to be there? What was this guy doing? How did he have that information? That's what we don't know yet. And if you ask me, there's a hell of a lot fishy about that. Even as a journalist, even as a guy that goes around to different events with President Trump and sort of follows him around the country, it's hard for me even to know where Trump is going to be, let alone some, Ukrainian shill from North Carolina that supposedly owns a tiny home business. Like, how did that happen? That's what I want to know.
Well, we know we can't have the FBI to the investigation. That's exactly what Eric Prince is saying. We just reposted on X his statements to Benny Johnson and others. In fact, get that clip, guys. I'm about to post on X. We just did post to X. Nick, stay there. Please don't leave. Let's get Chase Geiser's take on this, and then we'll go to our fellow InfoWars host of American Journal, weekday mornings, 8 a.m. Central, Harrison Smith.
Yeah, like I said, Alex, I don't know what to think, but we've known that Ukraine has been a CIA cutout since at least 2014, and obviously they're trying to kill him. It's not a coincidence that this is happening. You know, Steve Bannon, you mentioned him briefly earlier. Of course, he's in prison now because of his political persuasion, has a famous saying in the background of his show, The War Room. I think it says, there are no I can't remember exactly how it's phrased, but it's something about it's not a conspiracy, but there are no coincidences at the same time, right? And though I do think that this is a conspiracy to kill Donald Trump, we have to look beyond this as a coincidence. And I think the left is going to try to – we're going to see the Krasensteins, the Sissons, and others try to frame this as a rogue coincidence. They're going to try to say that we need to have gun reform and assault weapon bans. You know, Kamala Harris just the other day posted that she wanted to ban all assault weapons. This is the angle that the left is going to take. They're going to say that this is an assault weapon issue, but they're actually responsible for it themselves by conspiring against the American people.
Bottom line, Trump's would-be assassin is now a confirmed CIA Ukraine war foreign legion cutout who knew right when to drop in at an unannounced event that nobody knew Trump was going to be there. And that's what they're saying Mongino is saying, and I'll go with Sortor. He's a great source. We'll go back to Sortor Amendment and then other speakers. But right now, let's go to Harrison Smith. Harrison.
Yeah, no, I think you're exactly right to question, you know, how this guy knew where to go, how he knew exactly where to be. Tons of questions swirling about this. But you know what? Forget the Ukraine thing. Forget the Russian thing. To me, this is about the stochastic terror of the left. This is about radicalized Democrats. I mean, we know this guy donated to tons of Democrat causes. They don't even have the false claim that they did with Butler, Pennsylvania, that, well, he registered for a Republican, you know, as a joke one time 3 months ago. This guy's clearly a hardcore believer in what they say, which is Donald Trump is an existential crisis. He's a threat to democracy. I mean, they are continually signaling that Trump needs to die and that democracy will die if somebody doesn't take him out. So, you know, as tantalizing and, you know, almost certainly going to be found to be true, the connections to the deep state and the CIA. I mean, this guy glows in a word, right? This guy is clearly intel adjacent, if not involved in the intelligence agencies. But beyond that, this is the rhetoric that they talk about being a danger to democracy. And I'm not calling for censorship. I don't think there should be censorship, but I'm a little bit annoyed that Trump is joking about this. And again, you know, this is Trump. We know who he is. We know how he reacts. I don't want to throw shade at the guy when he survives his second assassination attempt in as many months. But when he's going, you know, well, I wish I could have finished the hole. I was through two under par. It's like, dude, there are Trump supporters being beaten in the streets. They're trying to kill you. He's got to take this seriously. And it's not even that I think he's handling it incorrectly. It's almost like he doesn't get it. It's almost like he doesn't understand that, like, they're trying to kill him. He's not taking it seriously, and not even for his own sake, but I think just for the sake of his supporters and the violence and rhetoric and demonization that we're subjected to. You know, you've got people like,
well, that's why the deep state hates Trump, because I've been around Trump only a few times, talked to him on the phone a lot. The presence he has is intimidating, and I don't get intimidated either. He's like, whoa, his wife too. And he just is so confident and thinks he's invincible that these people are all a bunch of evil, scared rats. They just freak out around it. They don't want to support strength. They get threatened by it. You understand? So I think Trump, yeah. I mean, Roger told me this many, like 8 years ago. They said Trump is fatalistic in that he just doesn't, look, he's behind glass now at the rallies. His Eric and others are really pissed and say my dad doesn't have endless lives. They're going to get word to him that, and this talk about, well, he won't look tough if he doesn't keep doing this. No, 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 no. No. If he comes out and says, well, obviously they can't protect me. The deep state's out to kill me, and I'm already going to win. I'm way ahead. And so, you know, look, they're going to keep trying. That much is clear. Harrison, I'll come back to you. Nick Sordor, can you speak to that? And then I'm going to go to some other speakers and stay on with us. Let's go back to Nick. Nick, I mean, what do you think about what he just said? I mean, a criticism of Trump here. I mean, Trump's our champion. He is our president. He can really turn this country around, and parading around like he's in a shooting gallery is something he needs to stop. Nick Sordor?
Yeah, sorry about that. I was actually reviewing another article by the Greensboro. So apparently this guy, I'll just add this and I'll answer your question. This guy was featured in the New York Times just last year as an advocate for Ukraine. The New York Times wrote a piece on this guy back in, and then there's also the Greensboro Times. Greensboro, North Carolina wrote a piece on this guy because he fled police from a traffic stop. And led them on an entire car chase and then barricaded himself in a room. So this was a known guy. This guy was very much known. Now, I know.
No. Nick, I have the New York Times profile. I tweeted it. They praised him as this incredible fighter, recruiting people as a commander for the Foreign Legion. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And at this point, I'm pretty much assuming anybody that the New York Times endorses probably needs to be on the list. You know, they want to put people like you and me on no-fly lists. These are the people that need to be looked at. I mean, this guy was radicalized by the left, by the loony left, you know, the people that are profiting so bigly on this Ukraine war, right, that are saying that, okay, all the Russian disinformation is deadly. Well, it turns out that it seems, I guess, the Ukrainian disinformation is being deadly, because the front runner for president of the United States at this point there was an attempted assassination on his life by somebody radicalized by the left, basically pledged his allegiance to Ukraine at this point, just based on the propaganda that has been put out by the Biden-Harris regime. That should terrify everybody.
I totally agree. Nick, stay there. I want to come back to you. I know you're ferreting through news, so we'll come back to you in about 5-10 minutes. Who should we go to next, Chase Geiser?
Let's go to Colonel Gannon. Go ahead and unmute yourself and say what you have to say.
Hey, guys. We're right at it. I want to put it back in the moment, because I think that is where we are. We have to take what we're seeing right now in the moment. And right now, we've got the deep state and a vice. And the vice is President Trump on one side, and it's Russia on the other side. In between are these globalist psychopaths who they're guilty of crimes against humanity with the vaccines and everything they've done with us. And now those bastards are on the verge of trying to start World War III. And that's where we go back to the missiles that are coming in to Ukraine right now. And, you know, for all the things that Trump is doing, that's where we are. He's one side of that vice, and that's why they tried to take him out in this moment, because it's either Trump, take him out, or take Russia out so they have a place to move. And right now they are in a vice, and they have no place to go. So, you know, Trump is a warrior. I think he believes, like I do, that God is going to judge us on his timeline. And I understand, Alex, what you're saying about, hey, man, get off the golf course. You know, don't be out there. But at the same time, he's got to do what he has to do. That said, we talked earlier when I talked to you about spiritual, looking for cracks in the spiritual rocks and praying into them. And right now, those guys, Mayorkas, Garland, Blinken, they don't have Biden to protect them anymore. He's a non-entity. He could fire any one of them any time if he, you know, could come off, if he even has that power to do right now. So you're seeing that going down. And I believe that Garland has an opportunity here to arrest Blinken for high treason, because, frankly, they're all guilty of it. And he's got the actual power with the DOJ. So those are my thoughts on this. And you know, God bless you guys for this space. But I would say, think about it. Everything that's happening right now in the time we're actually at, because it's all building up to a culmination point, and we're coming at it. I mean, we are on the verge of actual World War III. If they move those missiles in there and they shoot those things, Katie, bar the door. There is nothing.
Well, that's my next question for you. You're a retired naval aviator and a smart guy. You've been a guest on the show before. I love how the left's like, oh, Putin always backs down. No, he didn't. He said, if NATO comes into Ukraine, I'm going to invade. He did. Now he says it's an act of war and their threat doctrine. What would the U.S. do if somebody started shooting missiles into our country? I mean, I don't see what Russia does if this happens. And that's now been reported that Biden said, okay, go ahead and do it, but just don't blame the U.S. Let's not make a big deal about it. What is he, the New York Times said, and the Washington Post and the London Guardian, what do they think is going to happen when those missiles detonate? It's just like blowing up the Nord Stream pipeline. Everybody knows who's doing it. I mean, the Easter Bunny's not going to be firing those at Russia. What's going to happen?
Putin is the only adult in the room, and he has told you what he is going to do. And he is actually begging all of us to stand up. And I'm praying right now that there's somebody of – if somebody has the actual – courage within the DOJ to arrest Anthony Blinken, because I think if they move those missiles in, then the only thing that will stop Putin from taking us down, if one of those were to fire into it, is the arrest of someone like Anthony Blinken or Mayor Orcus, so he sees that our politics are actually working in the United States, and the people of the United States who don't want to be destroyed by nuclear conflict take back over their government, because right now the people of the United States do not have control of their government. We have rigged elections, and all the polls say it. 85% of Republicans believe the elections were rigged, and oh, by the way, 60% of Democrats. And we can't fight a war like that because none of us want to go into it. And I spent my entire life fighting wars. I did 5 combat deployments, and I'm telling you, the American people don't want to do that. And the reason I went off to do that is so that we could preserve what we had, you know, albeit I was misled about a lot of things that we were doing at the time. But at the end of the day, you know, we're not a good actor on the stage right now because we don't have an actual functioning political system because our elections are rigged. And so somebody in this system is going to, like, underneath Garland is going to have to force him to do something very uncomfortable, like take out somebody in the regime to show Putin that we've got control of our own political system, because the psychopaths that are running our country right now are willing to die because most of them are geriatric psychopaths. And God bless President Trump, because he's giving at least the appearance on the world stage that there is hope for the American people.
I totally agree. For people that weren't an officer in the Marine Corps and who didn't train to fight Russia, for people that don't study military doctrine, I know because it's so interesting. Since the end of the Cold War, there were deals not to move weapons up and to take over areas of Eastern Europe. That's been done. Ukraine's one of the last now, and that's the red line. But if you go back to the beginning of the Atomic Age at the end of World War II, I don't think we've ever been, it's hands down, in a situation that's dangerous. And under U.S. doctrine, Russian doctrine, all doctrine, if a foreign power starts firing heavy missiles that are guided by a country into your nation, it's no longer a proxy war that NATO started 11 years ago in Ukraine. It's now an official declaration of war. And then meanwhile, people like Bolton came out Friday and said, oh, we got a 3-to-1 conventional military superiority. We'll beat the Russians in this new war. Well, that would be horrible enough, that war and conscription and hundreds of thousands, millions probably dead. But it goes in all the threat analysis and all the war games into nuclear very, very quickly. That's the doctrine of Russia, is when outnumbered, use nukes. That was the doctrine of Western Europe when the Russians outnumbered Western Europe 3-to-1. So the direct doctrine leads to that. That's the RAND Corporation threat continuum. This is the default I'm talking about. Can you explain that to people?
Well, of course, it's like the complete Dr. Strangelove scenario, right? Mutually assured destruction. And I'm not an expert on nuclear exchanges. I've obviously had Q clearances and all those things. But at the end of the day, the idea is that you actually have a functional political system that isn't suicidal at the top. And right now, we're not there, Alex. We are not there. So what will happen is, if we allow our missiles to be fired into Russia, they will annihilate the threat, right? And then that will give the precursor for what I'm telling you is a non-accountable, non-functioning political elite that are trying to maintain control. And frankly, they're suicidal to the point that they would destroy the world instead of seeking any kind of natural peace. And then once those missiles are in the air, you cannot know where it goes. I bet your best AI couldn't figure it out. I'm sure it'd come up with something, but it would not be correct.
That's right. Guys, keep showing that scenario. In the United States, we're showing it, nuked Russia first. There's no winner in a nuclear war of this magnitude. Almost every war game, if the Russians hit the missile fields firing these with tactical nuclear weapons, that is their default doctrine, then I would imagine NATO's going to strike their launch systems with tactical. And then within a few minutes, the Russians will decide, probably for total commitment. And again, we've got, it's in my report that got about 5 million views, which is good. He's 100 million that I put out yesterday dealing with this. But I have the clip of Bolton saying, oh, they'll stand down. They'll just take us doing this. They're cowards. But that isn't the case with Napoleon or Hitler. The Russians were willing to lose a third of their population in World War II and wipe out a third of the Germans at least. Let's say there's a 50-50 chance Russia just rolls over. Then what, to a conventional endless war? We've got Europe saying their new business model is a 20 to 30 year war. We have the defense minister saying this. This is madness. This is true megalomania behavior. Any comments on that, sir? We'll move on to the next person.
Alex, that's what I want to get to. It's not survivable. So I'm asking everybody out there to pray for this one thing, that there's some group of people inside of the DOJ, because they have the actual power to get and take down the traitors that are in Department of Homeland Security and that are in the State Department and are in the CIA, and that they act, that they take down somebody like a Blinken or a Mayorkas, so that the signal is sent that we're serious people and we've got control of our political system again, and we're going to have a free and fair election. And if those people don't stand up, we will be destroyed, because we're about to set the entire world on fire because of our incompetent, illegitimate government right now that is running it. And they are corrupt beyond belief. And if there's anyone in there in the DOJ or the FBI that has any balls whatsoever and loves their country, now is your time to take down a Blinken, to take down a Mayorkas, to take down a Benny Thompson.
Well, there's the problem. There's the problem.
Psychopaths.
Merrick Garland is just as crazy as they are. And that's the issue. A year and a half ago, Biden said, if we have Abrams tanks there, that escalates to World War III. Now they're already way past that on the threat continuum of the Pentagon. They know exactly what they're doing. You're right, Colonel. It's total madness. Thank you so much. All right, this is breaking. Of course, it broke over an hour ago here with Jack Posobiec on the show. He broke it before the name was even released, that it was a Ukrainian Foreign Legion guy from the U.S. Now the New York Post, AP, they're all reporting would-be Trump assassin ID'd as Ryan Roth, 58, of Hawaii, and he is part of a CIA foreign legion, and then magically knew when to drop in when it was totally unannounced where Trump was going to be. That's now confirmed and was very close to him. So he had help. This is the type of libtard, Looney Tune, nut jobs that wants to kill Trump because he doesn't want World War III. You have Sean Penn a year and a half ago saying nuclear war is good. Let's have one with Russia. I mean, these are lunatic, maniac, crazy people. I just can't even believe it. Let's get Nick Sordor's take on what we've just been breaking, because I know he's really good at digging out new news. Any new developments, Nick Sordor, here on the Spaces, and we'll go to other speakers.
Well, Alex, what it seems like here is the latest from the people that I'm talking to on the ground there in Hawaii. He actually ended up moving back to the mainland in order to pursue this. This is via a story, and this is still information that we're trying to dig out here. Let's just say a source on the ground there has gotten in contact with a family member, and Ryan Routh moved back to the mainland, spent most of his time in the mainland, because he was focusing his efforts on trying to recruit U.S. citizens to move over to Ukraine in order to fight on behalf of Ukraine. He spent time in D.C. lobbying on behalf of the Ukrainian government and trying to have the U.S. government actually send U.S. troops over there. But the time that he spent in Hawaii recently has been much less than it was before, because he came back to the mainland in order to push U.S. troops into Ukraine. That's the latest that we have here from people on the ground. And keep in mind, I did a lot of work over there in Hawaii for the Maui fires and stuff. I have a lot of news contacts over there at this point. So that's where I'm getting this information. Stuff that we're still working through, breaking it here live on the space, on your show. Haven't posted about it yet. Still digging deeper into it.
Well, that just confirms the New York Times article that he was running around recruiting people, that he was such a wonderful hero. Nick Swardor, keep digging. Think we'll talk to you in a moment. Let's go to more speakers on Spaces. Chase Geiser, who's up next?
Let's go to Naomi next. Naomi, go ahead and unmute yourself and say what you have to say.
Hi, thanks. Pleasure to be on the space, although, well, the situation is quite tragic, actually. But, well, I just want to point out again, because it was mentioned before, how crucial it is that we recognize Trump is unique and he's irreplaceable. And that's why if something, I mean, of course, we don't hope for an attack like this to happen on Kamala Harris either. But if it happened, she would be easily replaceable, just like Joe Biden was replaceable. But Trump is completely irreplaceable. And each time something like this happens, we have to realize that there is nobody else in the Republican Party who could replace Trump, simply because he is not only shifting the Overton window towards a more right-wing narrative or something. No, he's allowing us freedom of the people. He is the man of the people, and that's why he is stepping out of this entire establishment. That's why he's such a threat to the entire system. And Kamala Harris came out with a statement, apparently, saying that she condemns the violence, or something like, violence has no place in America. Well, isn't that fucking ironic? Sorry for swearing, but she is the one letting in the illegal immigrants. And we have seen, not just in Europe, but also now in America, to what kind of crime that leads. And she is also responsible, or not, maybe not just she herself personally, but her entire campaign is responsible for this destructive messaging against Donald Trump that has been going on for years. She's just part of this huge timeline of tyrants, which are all working together. We can call it deep state. This is real. This is an attack on Donald Trump that stems from much deeper within. This is not just some random guy who decided to shoot at Trump. This is a systematic attack on Donald Trump, and it's going to keep on going. And we can't just wish it away by him becoming the president. It might even get worse. Every single day counts. Every single day there is a threat until he has, like, maximum security. So what is the solution now? What are we going to do? He is such a valuable person. His life means everything for America right now. Not even just America, potentially for the world, because he is possibly the only one who can prevent World War III from happening. I would like to get your thoughts on that as well.
Well, I totally agree with you, and but I just go back to the facts. We know they had a stand down. We know they lied to Congress. We know that they're suppressing information. That's all come out in the Senate last week. We already knew it back at the time 2 months ago, but now it's all confirmed what we said. The CIA runs the foreign legions that are sent over to Ukraine. They run the whole thing. So a CIA-trained, controlled operative dropped right in where Trump was to kill him at an unannounced golf game. He had help. The FBI is running the investigation. They'll cover it up again. Eric Prince is totally right. We'll get that clip ready in a moment. He was just on with Benny Johnson and said, we've got to have Governor DeSantis take control of this. This is just absolutely so dangerous. Chase Geiser, if Harris is still there,
that might actually be a good question here. We have Jim Papp up here on the stage. Jim has been, he's a veteran of Capitol Hill, and I think it is a good question, and a lot of people are asking that in that bottom right-hand corner, this little purple pill there. Guys, give your questions, comments, and such. We'll try to bring them up on the space here. Jim, what is, so Eric Prince, who is the CEO of Blackwater, a U.S. military contractor, and he's also an ex-Navy SEAL, he brought up that Governor Ron DeSantis of Florida should take control of this investigation down there because the FBI is in charge now. A lot of people don't trust the FBI at this point. There's very good reason not to. What can Governor Ron DeSantis do? Can he actually do that? Can he take control of this investigation using state law enforcement down there in Florida?
There's a degree to which he can, for sure. Now, of course, you're talking about a federal candidate, but he's in Donald Trump, but he's not presently, a president of the United States. So the FBI always tends to come in on investigations of high level things. But the reality is that in this case, it seems to me, at least, that Ron DeSantis has full authority to take on this investigation. At a minimum, as Eric Prince had suggested there, to be, you know, have equal access to everything that's going on, and with the FBI not being able to absolutely control it. And he's got some of the assets here, was local police officers who arrested this potential shooter. And so, you know, the local authorities and certainly the state as well has an interest in questioning him and getting the information and protecting him to keep him in, so that he can stay in custody and you can get more information. Absolutely, Ron DeSantis can step in here and do something. It's absurd how we have forgotten so much about the federalist system that we are in, which, you know, is in various levels of government, with no area of government having complete authority over the others. Local, state, and federal government, all, you know, the state and local governments have their authority with it. But there's one little thing that we got to keep in mind that drives the FBI to want to control it and to hide the information. The main argument that these bureaucrats and DC people have against Donald Trump is that they hate him because he might have executive power. They have argued against his presidency on the basis that he's going to be a little dictator because he wants to put all control into himself, and that's just going to make him a dictator. And, you know, that, which is absurd, because the Constitution does give all executive authority to a president of the United States.
Meanwhile, that's what the bureaucrats have already given as themselves a fourth branch of above the government that is the deep state.
There's no doubt about it, Alex. And this is a huge this is the mindset that makes a huge difference in everything that's going on. These people literally think they're in charge. I mean, the documents case, for example, is absurd. Like, you have to follow some procedure if you're president of the United States. No, bullcrap. The procedures are the president's, not the other way around. So that mindset is going to make everything that's going on, not just today, but everything that's leading up to it. That mindset's really what we're fighting against here. These people are authoritarian in their outlook. And what we, you know, just hearken to what we see going on in Brazil, and I'm connected with many of the members of Congress down there, Alan Dos Santos and Paulo Figueiredo are friends of mine. This thing going on down there is a fast forward from where we are in the United States, because so many of the same things are setting up. So I'm very concerned and quite fearful, maybe, if I can put that word to it, of what this can lead to next. This is getting so out of hand.
It's escalating quickly, Jim. And talk about what you see escalating. And then what about Trump? He's a great guy. He has nothing but confidence. But again, in a war, you don't have your top general parade around where the enemy can shoot him, or a top scientist, like the top brain. And the symbol we need, and the guy that'll do what he says he's going to do. I mean, come on, people. I mean, I said they're going to try to kill him. I'm totally pissed he's parading around, and it's still going on. He's still going to do it. And look, you know, God's got his hand on him, but God also wants people to take care of themselves and use their brain. And I see Eric Trump and others are freaking out about this and are really concerned. Trump has got to stop it. He's got to know they're sending more assassins. I mean, holy Toledo.
You have to have thoughtful caution in situations like this. But, Alex, I also look to some of the great generals in American history who
George
found
Washington.
Themselves. Yeah, Washington, Patton. You can name there are dozens of them in the Civil War that made the Union have that victory because you had people who get right into it. So there's a sense in which you want that. But certainly there needs to be great precaution in this situation. But I'll say this, what I believe can come out, and I don't know how to wrap my head around the Ukraine theory, but obviously everything that you're saying has tremendous relevance.
Well, let me explain it. $200 billion into a black hole. The CIA trains and radicalizes leftists. They send them over there for combat. Then they're sent back here trained to carry out assassinations and other dirty work. Jack Posobiec predicted it months ago on the show.
And there are billions of dollars more at stake here. And so while you look at that situation as we try to put that together for this guy, we better recognize that these people are serious. They're serious about taking down a man who I believe directly with you, the polls are totally wrong. A man who's likely to become president again, highly likely to become president again, and everything's at threat. So when you have, and they're the ones backed in the corner, not Donald Trump. So when you see a rabid dog backed in a corner, you better be careful. You better know what you're doing, and you better take it out because it's going to come and harm you. That's the attitude that we're going to see coming here. It's the attitude. And this is why, by the way, these idiots, you know, George W. Bush and Dick Cheney and all these other people who everyone thought were conservative heroes, we find out that, no, they really are deep state neocons who wanted to control things for the benefit of their cronies. And that is a serious issue because it's not just their friendships and connections. It's money. It's a huge amount of money. And these people are determined to utilize federal power to maintain the power that they get and the money that comes out of it. Just look at all the stock prices, you know, the stock trades.
Absolutely. They've hijacked the country for their own interests and are now starting World War III. Thank you so much, sir, for your comments. Who's up next here, Nick Sordor or Chase Geiser?
Let's go to Heather next. Heather, you've been waiting patiently. Go ahead and unmute yourself and say what you have to say.
Thank you, guys. There was one thing that I wanted to comment on before I talked about my question that I have. The one is I hear a lot of people saying that Trump needs to maybe roll back his schedule a little bit, his appearances, which I 100% understand. The other thing that I want to point out to people, and perhaps the colonel that spoke earlier can, you know, chime in on this token. I myself am a veteran. I served for 15 years in the Air Force, multiple deployments both to Iraq and Afghanistan. These types of situations, within the first 24 to 48 hours, the person is going to experience a myriad of emotions and a myriad of various different components for what they just went through. This was a very, you know, for the average person, I get it. We love Trump. Trump is a strong human, but they are trying to take this strong human out who also has been dehumanized. And as a human going through these types of experiences and these types of traumatic events, he is going to need to be given a little bit of grace to go different ways should he choose, because when you are in those situations, it is hard to think on a straight line. And so I think that over the course of the next probably 24 to 48 hours, week, we're going to see some changes happening probably that are going to be contrary to what was said today from the Trump campaign in terms of his events. So I think some grace is needed in terms of how they choose to go forward, remembering that Trump is a human that in the last 2 months has had two attempts on his life.
Well, the point is, let me just say something real quick. J.D. Vance is on CNN. Trump still goes on CBS and stuff like it's the big audience. And maybe some undecided people are there, but probably not. Hardly anybody watches that now. I have the numbers. He had a billion with Elon Musk. That was a month ago. Do it every week. Do roundtables. Do it with, go do Joe Rogan. I mean, look, rallies are great. But no, digitally, Trump is just now figuring out that the internet, even mainstream news, is like 80% of news is now just people online. People don't get their news from that unless they're like 80 years old anymore. Nothing against old folks. So it's not even good strategy to continue to parade around, do a few events. Now we learned this was an unannounced golf deal. The shooter was there. And again, I'm going to say it again. They've got killers all over the place trying to kill him. Okay? The fact that they failed twice now, they're going to shoot his plane down or something and say the Iranians did it. Everybody's going to go, God, Alex Jones was right again. When they do that, they're going to cut the internet off, blow up a bunch of stuff and say Trump supporters did it. When they kill Trump, they're going to do a bunch of false flags and put on the internet kill switch, okay? And life as you know it is over, and then we go into the real thing. I mean, I've got urgency. I'm physically disgusted right now because I don't think people realize, even hardcore folks think they're hardcore, this is not some game show. This is not entertainment. Trump, like some shooting gallery, and it's so exciting, will he get killed tomorrow, is what that existentially means. I said at the start of the show, This is connected to them getting ready to go to full war with Russia. And 2 hours later, it came out the guy's sheep-dipped CIA U.S. fighter out of Ukraine. Okay? I mean, this is the deep state. And so was Crooks and all of it. And look, it'd be one thing if it was a deep state just wanted to run things. They don't want to just run things. They want to cut our son's genitals off and our daughter's breast off. They want war with Russia. They are demons. Sorry, ma'am. Go ahead and finish your points.
No, Alex, I agree with everything you're saying. And then my other, you know, unfortunately, there is this push within the press. And I think that this statistic is alarmingly low because it has come out that it's 85%, the last stat that I read, that the mainstream media is they say left-leaning, but I'd say they're all in on the left. And it's the rhetoric that is coming from the top, the pioneers, the purveyors of propaganda in the Biden and Harris administration, and it's being filtered out through the press who are not tackling these issues. The fact that it has been left alone for the American public and nobody is being held accountable for the first assassination attempt without a motive. I just, when do people wake up and cut out this propagandic mainstream media that is corrupting the minds of these people? I mean, you can't say that the Biden-Harris and the press and the media don't have blood on their hands when it comes to this for continuing to put out these lies.
No, and Biden still blocking full Secret Service protection for Trump. Thank you so much. Great points. I see Edward Dowd, who's super smart and really exposed the actuary numbers and got the whistleblowers to go public, some of the top actuarists in the world on the mass death from the poison shots. I see him in the listeners. So if he's listening, I know he's listening, but Edward, make yourself, raise your hand because we want to go to you in a moment. I want to go back to Harrison Smith, too, who's waiting there. So he needs to be a speaker as well. But while Harrison and Edward Dowd are getting queued up, let's go back to real quick. Nick Sorter, who I know is really doing a great job beavering away, getting new intel. Since we talked to you 15 minutes ago, anything new, Nick?
Well, I mean, kind of going back to what you were talking about before, about how the White House tried to, these secret sources or whatever CNN is citing, after the first Trump assassination, it came out, assassination attempt, it came out that said, oh, well, we briefed the Trump campaign saying that that Iran was going to increase their efforts to attack President Trump. That came out almost immediately after the first Trump assassination attempt. And lo and behold, what comes out again right after this Trump assassination attempt? You have the exact same thing. CNN sources coming out saying that Iran was going to again increase their efforts to attack President Trump. See, that's from CNN citing intel sources that saying that they briefed the Trump campaign that these were going to happen. How does this happen every single time? What is their goal from that? That's actually a question that the audience has.
Stay there. We're on hundreds of radio stations. I've been skipping all the breaks, but the end of hour breaks, we cannot skip for the radio stations. So we'll be back in 2 minutes with the fourth hour. And we've just got all these great people on here with us. This is so dangerous. They're going to try again. They're starting World War III. It's just unspeakably insane. But again, the average American doesn't even think about Russia existing. It's like another planet. No, it's only a few minutes away. Ladies and gentlemen, this is hands down the most badass truck in the world. A 2024 AEV Dodge Prospector. This is my dream truck. But this truck won't belong to me. It's going to belong to you, the folks that visit thealexjonesstore.com and enter to win for free by entering your email. Or when you buy products, they put you in 5-10 times in the raffle for this bad boy. I'm going to walk you through this, but this is hands down, look it up for yourself, the most badass truck in the world. Folks, I've had a lot of big trucks, but I'm telling you, they don't even compare to this. This sucker is a dream to drive, so smooth in the city and off-road, it's insane. And when you enter to win this, you fund the info war and take it to the globalists. Now, let's talk about this badass truck. This is a freaking monster. Now, you're getting the colors I like the best, this dark green, this black, the red pinstripe. But what really matters is the shocks, the giant tires, the engine. Now, because one of you lucky people out there is going to own this truck, I'm not going to take it off-road. But we've taken other ones off-road. And believe me, ladies and gentlemen, there's nothing like it. Look at this sexy monster, ladies and gentlemen. Woo! And when you enter to win this, baby, you're supporting the InfoWar and you're spreading the word at the critical time going into this election in the year 2024. This truck symbolizes everything that Al Gore and Kamala Harris and the rest of these rats aren't. This symbolizes Americana, strength, power, and the American dream. I love Dodge. I love this truck. It is so incredible. I forgot to mention, this truck is a 2024 $138,000. And when you win, you get $10,000 cash on top of it. Enter to win right now at thealexjonesstore.com.